kumsitz. It's a Yiddish word that means come sit. The word is used to describe an evening gathering where everyone sits together, be it on the floor or on chairs, and sing spiritually moving songs, or reminisce, or tell stories from the past, or discuss the present. Welcome to the kumsitz, right here on 101.9 High FM.
Und ein sehr guter, gesunder Morgen zu all unseren Hörern. Sie gibt uns wieder viel Vergnügen, da mit euch allemen zu sein. Welcome to the Kumsitz on High FM, the home of Yiddish spirits and the Yiddish language. It's great to be with all our listeners on air again. My name is Hilton Kaplan, and my co-hosts today are you all listening? Judy Moritz, and Shoshana, and Ronnie Kaplan.
Good morning.
Judy and the three Ks.
I thank Hilton.
You got it first now, Judy.
Gosh.
Here we are today on the 12th of December 2024. Ich kann nicht glauben, dass wir sind jetzt zwei Wochen weg von Chanukah. Wie die Zeit läuft.
4 Monate zu Hause.
Das ist in dem kommenden Jahr.
Nein, Ronny, man darf haben Purim erstens.
Ja,
was ist mit
You forgot
and
Purim.
Ja, das war gut, was ist mit euch?
Wir waren alt.
Like we all are. Coming up on the Kumsitz today, the four of us will be bringing you an exciting and interesting show with the Kumsitz focused on the spirit of the Yiddish language. We would love to hear from you, so please make a note of our contact details and WhatsApp us on 0618951019 or send us an email at onair@highfm.com.
Und wir will hören von dir.
In case you guys never understood, Shoshana said, we want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. Ronnie will tell us some interesting Yiddish stories. Have you got stories, Ronnie? Good. Okay, which we'll translate as we go along. And later in the program, Ronnie will give us some English words to be translated to Yiddish. So stay tuned, because even if you don't speak Yiddish, you'll be able to follow us. Shoshana will now give us a hint about some interesting Jewish topics.
Guten Morgen, Alleman. Was hat passiert von den letzten Donnerstag bis jetzt? HaKadosh Baruch Hu hat übergekehrt die ganze Syrien. Vor 54 Jahren hat Assad und sein Vater gewinnt die Balabatim in Syrien. Und jetzt haben sie einen Weg gelaufen. Was kann passieren in einer Das ist nicht das ist eine Woche, das ist passiert in
Porsche. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, was ist passiert. Nu, was ich angefangen in letzten Woche zu reden wegen Chanukah, so ich will übertauschen, was ich gesagt und gehen weiter. So I just want to say quickly what I said last week. What should I say, translate about last Thursday to this Thursday? That the whole world has, that the whole of Syria has been turned upside down, and Assad and his father had been the balabatim, the bosses in Syria for 54 years, and now they are all gone. And I started last week with the beginning of Hanukkah, of how it came about, and I'm going to Emet Hashem carry on with that. So the Yevonim have arrangekommen in Jerusalem. Okay.
Sorry, Shoshana, before you carry on, we'll just.
This is the Kumsitz.
Yevonim have arrangekommen in Jerusalem, weil unsere Menschen hat sei eingeladen zu kommen dorten. The Syrian Greeks came into Jerusalem because they were invited by the Hellenists who were in Jerusalem at the time. And what means a Hellenist? A Hellenist is a mensch, was denkst as the weg, wie die Jovonim hat getracht, the Kultur und die Philosoph von sei is besser war unsere. Haben sie eingeladen, sie zu kommen, haben sie gekommen, Tage zu Jerusalem und gesagt, sie seien zufrieden, als wir seien, als sie anders wie sie seien. So the Syrian Greeks came into Jerusalem because they were invited by our Hellenists, the Hellenists among the Jewish people who wanted to carry on with the philosophy and the culture of the Syrian Greeks against their own way of life. And the Syrian Greeks said that they want the Yidden to be exactly like them. Nu, von der Zeit von Avraham Avinu hat der Kodesh Baruch Hu gesagt, als du bist anders wie mit den anderen Menschen in der ganzen Welt. Du bist der Maler von der Natur und du seist nicht in der Meizar von der Natur. So from the time of Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you, the people who are going to come from Avraham Avinu, are going to be a nation who rise above nature, and they are not in the confines of nature. And that is why number nine is Azei Choshev for us. That's why number eight is so Choshev for us, because that's where miracles occur. So the Yevonim were rangekumen and gesagt, du darfst sein, als wie wir seinen. You have to be the exact way that we are. You can't be different to us. And Father Fah haben sie weggenommen von uns Bris Mila und Shabbos und Rosh Chodesh. Weil all die Sachen weisen, als wir seinen anders wie sie seinen. So when they came in, they said, we are going to forbid you having Bris Mila, circumcision. You're not allowed to be able, you're going to be able to keep Shabbat, and you're not going to be able to keep Rosh Chodesh, because that makes you different from us, and we want you to be the exact same as us. Everything equal and nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, you can't think Laban and I got to do what you can't see then. You cannot believe in a God that you can't see. Weil sie haben gehabt, da wurde Zora, sie haben gehabt statues, idols of their gods. And there were many of them. Wir haben einen HaKadosh Baruch Hu in der ganzen Welt, er führt die ganze Welt, und sie haben gehabt Asach, sie haben gehabt a Gott für Winter, a Gott für Summen, a Gott for the Yam, a God of the sea, and a God for plenty, and a God for the forest, and a God for the for the fields. They had plenty of gods, and the gods got up to a lot of trouble also. So they were angekommen in the Beis HaMikdash and gemacht all the Tumme dorten. A Roski geworfen alle unsere Kedusche dicke Sachen und reingelegt seine Tumme dicke Sachen, gemacht a Mizbeach for Wort of Zora. Und der Rauf von den Menschen hat nicht gewollt, tun, was sie ihm gewollt tun, aber sie nicht gewinnt stark genug zu gehen gegen sie. So when they came in the Yevonim, they went to the Beis HaMikdash, they made it Tumah, they made it unholy by taking out all our holy things and putting in their unholy things. And they said that this is how it's going to be. And the majority of the Jewish people didn't want to follow what they wanted to do, but they were not strong enough to fight them. Und ich will angehen mit das ein bisschen später.
Thanks, Shoshana. Ronnie, der Teil unser Meister.
Es gewinnt ein Nahag. It was a driver. Hat gearbeitet für Eged. Und hat ein Frühmorgen aufgestanden und schon früher, was er gedacht aufstehen.
There was a chap who was a driver for the Eged bus service. And one morning he woke up an hour earlier than he should normally did. So he got to work early.
Hat er gegangen zu der Arbeit und gekommen dort und gesehen, er sah schon mit der halb früher, was er darf normal sein. Geht er rein in Makolet und hat gekauft der Kaffee.
So he arrived an hour and a half earlier than he should have been there. So he went into the cafe at the shop, at the place there, and he bought himself a cup of coffee.
When I gesehen, er gewinn, er sei ich frie, hat er gesagt, er gedenkt, er hat ein Freund in dem und dem Gegend. Er wird da gein kaufen von ihm ein paar Sachen zu essen. Also Yeshiva-Buch, Yeshiva-Mann, er kann nicht haben zu viel Geld.
So, because he was early, he thought, it came to his mind that he had a friend who lived in the area who was at Yeshiva, and obviously didn't have too much money and whatever have you, so he thought he would go and buy him some things.
Hat er gewinnt in Makolet und er gekauft Eier, Zucker, Kaffee, Breit,
Milch.
Milch. Du weißt von Sachen.
Anyway,
so Sachen. Und er hat genommen das in einen Säckel. Und er weggegangen, er hat gesagt, er meinte, es sind wenig in dem Binyan, nein, nicht in dem Binyan. Er hat gekommen, getroffen, der zweite Binyan, klappt da an auf ein Tier. Und sein Freund, Binyomim, kommt da raus, sagt er, Shalom, Binyomim, was machst du?
So, he bought a couple of things. He bought sugar and he bought eggs. It said a few things. Anyway, he went to a building and he looked at the building, couldn't remember if that was the right building, and then he saw the next door building, went to the building, knocked on the door, and his buddy Binyamin came and opened the door, and he said, "Hello, Binyamin, how are you?"
And Binyamin said, "Ja, ich bin in Ordnung, but es fehlt uns etwas da. Ich habe nicht kein Geld, and dem Monat ist noch the Gripper, ich habe mich nicht gekannt, ich habe nicht kein Geld und ich darf nicht kaufen Essenwagen für meine Mischbuche.
So, he said to, "Hello, Benjamin, how are you?" And God said, "Look, things aren't so good. It's the month after what Gripper, you said, what's...
It could have been flu.
Some disease or something.
No, flu. Usually.
Okay, so we're just all recovering from flu and haven't been able to earn any money. Got no money for my family. Didn't get an allowance from the yeshiva this month. Haven't got food for money and whatever have you."
Sagt sein Freund, "Ich hab dir gebracht zu essen." Sagt er, kommt er, die Frau hat gehört, sei reiten, und sie kommen laufen zu der Tier, und sie guckt, komm herein, hat er reingegangen, und mit aller Essenwagen so er hat gekauft. Und sie hat gesagt, du weißt, wir haben gehabt keine Sache nicht in Keschene, wir haben gehabt keine Sache nicht in Kirch, und das ist unser Gerate verteilt.
So the wife heard Benjamin talking to his buddy, and she came running and she said, come in now, let's have, thanks, you saved us. We didn't have anything to eat, we didn't have anything in the fridge, nothing in the kitchen. Thanks, look what you brought, great.
Sagte, du weißt was, ich weiß nicht, was es mir zugezeppet zu euch heim, weil ich habe aufgestanden und sei früh und früh morgen. Und ich habe gekommen und etwas getan heim damit. Und das ist gewesen der Meister.
So,
wow.
So the guy said to him, he says, "I don't know what happened with me this morning. I woke up an hour and a half early and I don't know what got into my head. But I've done a mitzvah, and I'm so pleased, and here we are."
Beautiful. Beautiful
story. It's just MS.
Anyway, so Carol, just very quickly, Carol sent us some pictures here, sitting of some lady sitting in front of a what's her name? Air conditioning. Yeah. Yeah, the wind blowing. She says that it's a Michael to stand in front of the air conditioner.
Sake is a Michael.
Who is Carol? The
door
in Johannesburg.
It's been door, yeah.
Yeah, me hope in a Khamsin.
All right, head break.
This is the Kumsitz.
Here we are, the 3Ks and Judy, back on air to continue with the show. Shoshana.
Ich will nur sagen, ein paar Sachen, weil mir gesagt, als mir gewinnt sehr anders von den anderen Menschen und die ganze Davenen von uns, wir sehen das. Wir hilft die Lande mit den Teuren und als mir macht, half Dollar. Mein Bruder sagt, half a Dollar. Als Ding ist zu sehen, als wir sein nicht dasselbe mit den anderen Menschen in der ganzen Welt. Und ihr wollen wird nicht gekannt, vertragen das. So the Syrian Greece couldn't vertragen. They couldn't vertragen. They couldn't bear the fact that we were so different. They wanted us to be exactly like them. And as I'm gesagt, und the Hellenes eigen gesagt, as wir seinen old fashioned. Und ich will nicht sagen jetzt, wir haben ein Einigel in Jerusalem, in Seminary, jetzt in Jerusalem. Und sie hat gedacht, reden zu der Eulam, der anderen Mädchen von der Seminary. Und sie haben gesagt, zu reden wegen, von was bin ich sehr zufrieden zu sein, auf Rome Yid. So we were told by the Yevonim and the Hellenists that we were old-fashioned 2,200 years ago by keeping Yiddishkeit. And now I'm going to give over that our granddaughter, who is in Jerusalem at the moment, who is at seminary, was given a topic to talk about why am I happy to be a Frum Jew. And she spoke to the girls in the seminary. Und sie hat gesagt, als Susanna je, das ist die Icke von ihr Leben, to be a Jew is the essence of her life. Und das ist der Tachlis von ihr Leben, das ist, that gives meaning and purpose to her life. Das ist ein junger Mädel, in den modernen Zeiten, und sie lebt, sie hat auch sehr viel Liebe ihr Jiddischkeit, und das ist nicht old-fashioned für ihr. Und in der Chanukka-Zeit haben sie gedacht, das ist old-fashioned, und jetzt 2200 Jahre später, wir haben als Sach junge Menschen, wir sind in Jerusalem, fromme junge Menschen, und das ist seine Liebe, das ist die Ecke von seinem Leben. So now we have 2200 years, and there are so many young people who are married, having children, living a fromme life in Jerusalem, and I'm sure it's giving a lot of nachas to the Rabbeinu Shalom.
That's magic.
Oh, well done, Shoshana. Now that you mentioned that, I actually had brought a little, very quick story. The American soldier who wouldn't compromise his Jewish values.
Lovely.
And this goes exactly on
beautiful
what Shoshana said. So this is a story of a captain in the American army during Korea and whatever have you. He was a doctor and an anesthetist, specialist anesthetist, and he did all these things, came to Shabbos. Because of a pikuach nefesh situation, he continued doing his work. But when he finished his work, he then walked back from where he was based to where he was staying.
Das ist eben sehr weit.
Quite a distance. Anyway,
yeah.
So he was walking home, and this one particular night, it was actually storming. And his captain, the officer who was in charge of him, kept on saying to him, what's going on? What's going on? Let me give you a lift home and whatever have you. And he continued walking, and he just carried on. Just for interest's sake, he was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was one of his mentors.
Oh wow!
But anyway, and Rabbi Kamenetsky introduced him to his wife. But anyway, he was walking. And it didn't matter where he was, to maintain his religious practices while stationed at remote bases, like he was in San Antonio, Texas, he would ask Rabbi Kamenetsky for doing what he should do. And with help from colleagues in Israel, the rabbi identified resources to help him access kosher food and connect with Jewish families in the area. Anyway, his time in the military was not without challenges, and as an observant Jew, he faced prejudice and misunderstanding, particularly from the colonel, who was a fellow physician. The colonel, skeptical of Jewish traditions, frequently teased him about his faith, perceiving it as a collection of arbitrary rules. Anyway, one night he was walking home, and the colonel offered him a lift and said to him, come, I'll give you a lift home. And the captain said, sorry, don't worry about it. I'm going to walk.
It was Shabbos.
Yeah. Anyway, so the colonel drove next to him, and he came in for the 15-minute walk back to the base. But this was even during the fact that it was pouring with absolute rain, and he said, anyway, the colonel followed him back to the base, and from that night onwards, he was treated with a newfound respect. The man he had once mocked became a figure he admired, person of deep commitment to a venue system that was bigger than he was. And over the years, he became an advocate for the doctor, supporting him in his efforts to balance his faith what the duties as a director.
Wow, what's a fun of my son.
So just coincidence, yeah. Same story.
No coincidence in God's will.
No, yeah. You and I got the same story.
I'll sing it noch the andere. Ja. Kein sagt, es ist eine Koinzidenz. Er hat gesprochen für die Welt.
Er
führt das. Und er darf sein.
Ja,
ein großer Dank, dass er gewinnt. Sehr ein schöner Meister.
Das ist nicht ein Meister, das ist ein
emissendicker
Meister. Ein Meister ist kein sein emissendicker Meister. Ja, das ist was da passiert.
The story was written by his son. He says, the doctor in the story was my dad. His story of quiet strength and unwavering principles left an indelible mark, not just on the colonel, but on everyone who encountered him. His life
especially.
Is a testament to the transformative power of integrity, faith, and the courage to stand by one's beliefs, no matter the cost.
For the father of the colonel, God had respect, a covenant for him.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Magic.
Lovely.
Julie?
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you get a song
for
us today?
Yes.
You got a song to introduce us to.
Yes, I'm introducing you to a lovely, lovely guy. He was a little tiny boy, einmal. But now he's a big boy. Now he's a grandfather.
Ausgewachsen.
He's ausgewachsen. And er hat noch a Stimme. And er lebt jetzt in Renana.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to guess who it is.
Okay.
Who?
He's got the children also sing with him.
Yes, and the
late lies in the son-in-law.
There you're so brilliant, Colin Shachet. Colin Shachet. And he is just delightful. He goes to a concert overseas and he sings. What is the song what he sings? Craigler, let's hear that song where he sings. You're going to faint.
This is the Kumsit.
So you all heard the song by Colin Shachet, was it?
Yeah, Colin Shachet.
Colin Shachet about Figaro, but never mind the Figaro. He was speaking von hat geredet von Chasse, gesungen von Chassenes.
Chassene.
Von a Chassene.
Von a Chassene.
Und wir sollen allemen haben Chassenes.
Amen.
Auf gute Zeiten.
Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Und tanzen.
Tanzen
und singen und springen, hat er gesagt.
Singen und auch singen. I've got a message.
Und singen.
My message
you've
is
also, gekommen. I've got a few here. You got yours, Jude.
Oh, very good, very good. My message says, ich habe das verloren. Ein Minute.
Hallo.
Ein Minute. Kann ich heranspringen? It says, hello. Here we go. We're going. A great show. Great show. I'm Israel Chai.
Amen.
Who's that from? Cindy.
No, from Matthew.
From Basel. Okay. No, because when you said that I'm Israel Chai, I thought it was Cindy. Because Cindy also, there's a couple of messages come through. One from Cindy. I'm Yiddish team, what a magic show today. Thanks so much. Shabbat Shalom. I'm Israel Chai.
Ashka, love Cindy.
And then there's another message for you, Carol. From Carol, Shoshana, your Yiddish is beautiful to listen to.
Oh, shkawach, shoshi.
Except we've got a faribble, but anyway, don't worry about it. Okay.
Are you faribble, Dick?
Nein.
No, come on, Gilte.
Ich bin nicht faribble, Dick. Ich habe a fairy bell.
Ah, a fairy bell. Okay.
A fairy bell.
Das ist eine andere Sache im Ganzen.
A fairy bell. Yeah. All right. So, Judy, so your song was a good song. And it's nice to know that Colin Shachet is still around.
Unbelievable.
Das ist gewesen, Colin Shachet bei seinen Kindern, wo sie gesungen zusammen.
Nein, gewesen allein. Gegangen über in Yamas. I think he went to America.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure which was. Concert and Dynamite.
Aber du singst zusammen mit seinen Kindern.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Outstanding. Okay. Their voices are magic.
Right, so to all our listeners out there, share your thoughts with us on any subject you may wish to discuss. Let us know if you'd like us to feature a particular song or even a particular topic in upcoming shows by sending us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 or an email from anywhere in the world onair@chaifm.com. We'd love to hear from you, even if you just want to say hi. Ronnie,
Give
uns ein paar Wörter.
Wörter, okay.
Hast du ein paar Wörter dort?
Sicher.
Good.
No problem. Okay. What is to knit?
To strike.
What?
Stricken.
Stricken is correct. Okay, what is collect?
To halten.
Bekleiden.
To kleiden or?
Bekommen. No.
Was it given the word?
Schaffen.
Schaffen, to collect.
To collect. To machen zusammen, eh?
To schaffen.
I said to schaffen, sorry. Okay.
Together?
Zusammen.
Right. What is fashion?
Modell.
Moderne.
Moder
is correct.
Moder.
What's Shabbos bread?
Challah.
Shabbos bread.
Okitka.
That's right.
What is those? Are all the things zusammen? Shabbos and kitka and Shabbos bread?
Shabbos bread.
You said Shabbos bread.
Remember.
To denken.
Okay, what's few?
Winzig.
Very good.
Okay, what's sour milk?
Soya milk.
To tolerate.
Ooh, you got to learn how to spell it in English.
Something.
Oh, wait a minute. To tolerate. Far. This is a big word to look it up. T-O-L, wie schreibst mit tolerate? Mit a T und a O. Was geht
nicht zu behalten.
Vertrogen. Vertrogen. It's too late. I couldn't find it in English.
Okay. What's a know-it-all?
A know-it-all.
Was
auch nicht. Das ist special.
Ein Nutnik.
Nein.
Ein Verschnutnik.
Ein know-it-all. Er weiß alles Ding.
A know-it-all.
A bloße. Er bloßt seine eigene.
Is it a what you call it? Is it a naughty word?
Er muss alles kennen. Nein, nicht aber.
Ja, it could be. Und guckt der eine, was redet sich so viel. Hier ist a
Kohlbäunig.
A was?
A Kohlbäunig.
Kohlbäunig.
A Kohlbäunig.
Come from the
word of everything. He knows everything.
Kohlbäunig. But this is in Ivrit.
Same as in Yiddish.
So it's the same as Elvig as
a Kohlbäunig. Nu weiter.
Ein Minute. Torment. I learned how to spell torment.
Ja.
Nu was ist torment?
What is select?
Nein, ich habe gesagt torment.
Zu kleiben.
Ja,
zu kleiben is correct.
No, it's
what's
not.
True?
Wir reden zwischen allen und zusammen andere Wörter. Er gesagt zu kleiben und du hast gesagt
torment.
Torment. In Jiddisch Torment.
Susanna Nudnik.
Susanna Nudnik, sagt ja. Kann sein.
Kann sein. Nicht in Indien. Was sagst du, Judy?
Ich sag das, ich weiß nicht.
Nein, du weißt nicht.
Torment. You want to know what Torment is?
Yeah.
It says over here for Torment, das Mathe nicht.
Mathe, huh? Mathe nicht.
Matter.
What's trust?
Treuer.
Emuna, yeah.
And that's Judy's organization.
Trust.
What's trust?
Treuer, I suppose. Yeah.
Getreut. Correct. What's the street?
Agas.
Agas.
What out?
Arois.
You see, you're good, Judy.
When the cat is asleep, the mice dance around.
Uh-huh.
When the cat schlaft, tanzen die Mäuse.
What's to melt?
Man legt sich aus in the what you call it?
No, man legt Käse
in the and it melts.
Und man nimmt Käse in the microwave, das eichet mit der Hitze.
Melt. That's a very good one, hey?
Zwischengehen.
So how would you say a sentence?
To melt.
To melt.
With a T.
Yeah.
The eyes were zu mischen gegangen.
Okay, what is a trickster?
A joker. A trickster, somebody who makes tricks.
No.
Somebody that's a swindler.
Person's not 100% in Ordnung.
Oh.
An Oiswurf.
No. A Mashugana.
A Opnara.
Opnara.
An Opnara. Here's another one.
What's the English for that, Ron?
A trickster.
A Opnara.
Okay. Here's a long one, gentlemen. When the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't ache.
What's a sleeping pill?
A schlof tablet.
A schlof is part of it.
And a tablet.
A kadur is
a pill.
A pill. A schlof pill.
A schlof pill.
Isn't that cute?
What's a head?
A cop.
What's hail?
Sie
haben mir das gehabt, nicht über Nacht.
Kein
Horror.
Wir
hatten einen Sturm bei uns Seite. Und bei dir auch.
Du bist nennt eine zu der anderen. Unsere Art haben wir nicht gehabt.
Kein Sache nicht.
Nein.
What's hail?
Hoggle.
Hoggle.
Well, that's such a beautiful word. Give a cook of the hoggle.
Das ist Wein, ich habe der Reusen.
Ich cook auf meine Nogel mit.
Nagel and Hoggle.
Mm-hmm. When things go right, you become rich.
What's the kitchen?
Akich.
Akich. Okay, when things go right, you become rich.
Sachen gehen gleich, bekommst du da, bekommst du reich.
Wenn es geht gleich, wird man morgen reich.
Yeah, your dictionary is
I think it's a very old dictionary.
I think so too. Yiddish has changed.
Das ist gewesen. Was ist gewesen ist gewesen.
Schein ist mehr.
If it would help to pray to God, then people would be hiring others to pray for them. Oh, this is really a very old
but
dictionary.
But slowly, slowly.
If it would help to pray to Hashem, then people would be hiring others to pray for them.
I was involved in Holfen.
Holfen, yeah.
Betten,
yes.
Emma
Sander was
Duncan.
Yes, yes.
Oh, but the best daven and Alain.
Amen.
This is the Kumsitz.
Right, Shoshana, you want to just throw in a couple of thoughts?
Ich hab a meiser, a gicha meiser, and das is in the same theme, was mein Gerät, was mir seinen anders. A meiner kogar rangegangen in a Manhattan Hospital zu sehen seinen Cousin dorten. Hat er gesehen a Puschke bei Kacholim und er gesehen a schwarzen Mensch, was leit daran Geld in der Kacholim Puschke. Hat er gedacht, sie weiß, was das ist. Hat sie gegangen zu ihr, gefragt, ihr Slicha, aber du weißt, was der Puschke Becherholem ist. Sagt sie, was denkst du? Ich bin eine Schwester da in dem Hospital, bei über 20 Jahren. Und ich weiß, was Becherholem ist. Weil, als wir heute hier da in Shabbos und Yontov, kommen alle seine Menschen zu helfen, sie reinnehmen Essen für sie, sie wocken, sie gehen zu Fuß eine lange Zeit zu kommen, sie sehen Shabbos und Yontov. Gewiss wissen, weiß ich, was Bekacholim ist. Und ich lege rein Geld, ich bin nicht ein Jüdischer, ich lege rein Geld, weil ich sage, als wir kennen, gefunden Menschen, als sie bedienen. Also hat sie gesagt.
Wow, yeah. Tell it quickly.
Translate. Okay, so a man is going to see his cousin in the Manhattan hospital and he saw a big pushka, what's a pushka?
A charity box
of the Bekacholim to help the sick people. And he saw a black lady putting money into, a couple of dollars into it. So he went over and he said, excuse me, do you know what this Bekacholim is about? She says, what do you mean? I've been a sister in this hospital for 20 years and I know exactly what Bekacholim is. They are an organization that come to the hospital. If there's a Jew inside for Shabbos and for Yontov, they come, they bring him food, they walk distances to keep him company. Of course, I know what the Bekacholim is all about, and I think they're unbelievable, and I put money in whenever I can, and I think they're an unbelievable nation.
just goes to show how the things rub off onto the outside world.
Yeah, and the Menschenkind then was mit seinen.
Yeah.
Das ist mein Meister.
Okay, so maybe another story to follow on that is that one of the hostage daughters said to Biden, why didn't you threaten like Trump? Because Trump threatened to release the hostages before I take office. So the daughter of two slain hostages slammed the president and other world leaders, saying that President-elect Donald Trump's recent tweet threatening the Hamas terror group should have served as an example for the international community. All world leaders should have said what Trump did.
Alle gewünscht.
Yeah.
Alle gewünscht.
Anyway, wait and see till the 25th. Hopefully they'll be released.
Und für was haben sie nicht deutlich gesagt, ein Arrest von der ICC für Assad? No arrest.
Because nobody had the guts to pay 95 million rand to do the necessary.
Wow.
Anyway, that's a different story, and hopefully in the next month we'll see things change.
Sein besser und besser.
Sein matteren. Du meinst, es ist grün, gehen rein in einem Inshallah zu umfangen mit solchen Terroristen von allen Sorten.
Ja.
Sie seien nicht ein Volk, es seien 20 Volk dort.
Sunni, Ronny, ich habe gekrogen etwas. Ein Episode gesagt zu mir.
Ja.
You asked, what is sleeping
Pulse.
Er sagt, super fein.
Whoever sent you that message is either a pharmacist or a doctor.
Well done, Boyki, well done. That's the best joke ever.
Nicht nur haben sie gefunden, a Platz in sein Haus, wo sie hat genommen, gehabt 200 Bixen.
In whose house? Assad.
In Assad's Haus. Und sie haben gefunden, in sein Haus, in sein Freushaus. Er hat 10 Häuser dort. Und sein Freund hat geblieben allein, nur zu gehen zu Plätzen. Sie ist ein englischer Freund. Und sie hat alle gute Sachen vom was ruft sich von the bags, the best bags in the world.
Oh, yes. The like the Chalamelulus.
Yeah.
And sie hat the best Säge.
Das ist sehr teuer. Oh, was?
Genommen die ganze Geschichte.
Nein, sie ist nicht gelassen. Sie sind nicht gelassen dort. Sie hat rausgenommen die Sachen und hat weggeworfen die Boxes.
Anyhow, it's almost time for us to say goodbye. Judy and the 3Ks.
Schach, boy.
Next week, we'll be back with you at the same time and same place for the Kumsitz on 101.9 Chai FM. Goodbye and thanks to all at Chai FM, Craig in the studio, Kathy and the crew. Stay safe. Drive carefully.
There's a Biden mention.
Enjoy yourselves.
Good Shabbos.
Have a gewünschte Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos, Alleman.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.